did flooring and just live life as I would have any other day. My due date was set for July 12, 2007, but I gave birth all natural, no doctors, no hospitals, no beds, meds, on June 25th, 2007 at 4:13 p.m. We joke about that day because it was very normal. I got up around 7 a.m., reasonable hour, decided I was going to try out the car seat in my car, and while leaning over to attach it to the middle part of the seat, my water broke. Laugh out loud, out loud, out loud. We called the midwife who said we had plenty of time, as first babies take a long time to deliver. My family has a history of fast births, the longest time being less than 5 hours. That is short. LOLOLOL. We headed to the midwife, had breakfast along the way, got bored by about 9, so we did the mold of my belly. I read some of my book, took a short nap, and around 11:50, I had my first contraction. I described it as unpleasant in the middle of a conversation with a friend of mine that had showed up, and that was it. No screaming, no panting, just unpleasant. My midwife laughed at me and said I was made to have babies. Roughly 4 hours and 13 minutes later, I delivered the most beautiful creature I have ever, to this day, seen. Had I not been strong, in parentheses, brave, enough, and pretty much told the doctors to go shove their theories up their condescending asses, I never had Kiara in my life, wouldn't be as full as it is now. I have spoken to numerous people about my experience, which has led others to question things with their doctors. Allie Sigmuller. That's very, very brave. I almost forgot I had to keep talking. Because that is super brave. Oh my gosh. I couldn't imagine like having a couple of miscarriages and then wanting to keep trying. That's hard.
It is hard. It does take a uterus, honestly. It takes some ovaries, man.
Bold uterus.
Bold ovaries. So, yeah.
Both, right?
That's super brave because she advocated for herself and she did it.
She did what she felt was right.
And she was right.
Sometimes that's right. A lot of times, your body knows what it's doing or tries to tell you what's right and what's wrong. Anyways, thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Please remember to like and subscribe and share.
And send us your stories like Allie.
Send some more stories. Even if your Be Brave moment is sending in your story.
That's awesome. Oh, Gabby wants you to pedo. Yeah,
of course he does.
That's Gabby's very bad haircut that we did not allow.
We did not do.
We did not do or authorize. It's been a year. It's been a year. Poor thing. Thanks, Shawnee.
Have a great weekend. I love you, love.
I love you too.
Buddy. Right. Welcome to another edition of Be Brave Friday, where the daycare across the street screams out random names all day long. Anyways, the reason Carrie does Be Brave Friday is to get people to submit stories of their bravery so that we can share them with the world and hopefully make other people brave, inspire them to be brave and overcome obstacles in their life, no matter how great or how small. Did I just get the I'm rocking too much head nod?
No, that was the Gabby, the dog is coming close and she's going to bark soon.
This is a budgetary production.
Go. Yeah.
Anyways, this Be Brave Friday submission is by Allie C. No. Mueller.
Gabby, no.
Now, here we go. For me, I personally think my biggest Be Brave moment was what? Gabby, hush. Please,
be quiet. You want to see Gabby? This is Gabby.
She's right here.
She's right there. She's yawning.
All right.
Start over, Shawnee. You got this.
So, Allie Siegmuller says, for me, I personally think my biggest Be Brave moment was when I stood up to multiple doctors that told me I could never carry a baby due to my ongoing health issues. Me, being raised by a very strong woman and also being ridiculously stubborn myself, I kind of told them where they could go with their opinions and carried on with my own path. I went off the pill September 28th, 2006. That's very specific. I remember because we were in Amsterdam at the time and found out I was pregnant November 4th, 2006. In between those dates, I told them where they could go with their opinion. Oops, I jumped ship. In between those dates, I'd had another surgery under anesthesia, not knowing I was pregnant. I had a relatively uneventful pregnancy after finding an amazing doctor that didn't see any reason why I wouldn't be able to carry a baby. A doctor that to this day, I still go to this day. Forgive me. He said there was a chance I wouldn't carry full term, which I didn't, because I'd had multiple surgeries on my cervix, which resulted in having sections of it removed, weakening it, and making it not as stable as it should be. Fred and I continued on with life as if nothing was wrong. We finished off our entire basement. I carried sheets of drywall, shot nails into the concrete floor for metal stud walls.